Customer value propositions and other value. A customer value proposition is a description of the competitive value the business and the supply chain are providing to each major customer or customer segment. A value proposition is like a mission statement for how the organization will fulfill customer segment expectations. The customer value proposition needs to solve the customer's supply problems so the total package of resources, process, practices, and price is effective, simple, and affordable. Any new practice for the supply chain must pass the value proposition test. The customer value proposition helps decide what not to do because it would not be valued, for example, over-engineered products and supply chains. The process of discovering customer value propositions can lead to the discovery of game-changing customer requirements that may require significant new capabilities, such as the use of mobile device apps to control devices, the need for environmentally friendly packaging, or a need for direct home or same-day delivery. Given customer needs, one can then work backward to determine outbound flow, then internal operations, then inbound flow, and then necessary supplier capabilities. This is opposed to developing strategy from suppliers to internal operations to customers, which makes the customer an afterthought. Each customer segment needs its own value proposition. Note that these are not marketing customer segments, for example, demographics-based, nor should they be overly generalized. A segment such as all retailers could hide retailers with very different needs. These are operationalized customer segments, meaning that the segment is defined by its supply chain requirements. Here are examples with value propositions. Low-cost strategy customers. A lean supply chain that results in lowest price while delivering reliably on time in full, with consistent quality and no surprises. Customer with high demand variability. An agile supply chain that is capable of timely response to volume or product changes by featuring flexible capacity. Project-driven customers, for example, construction industry. Delivery to site neither early nor late in full and with full compliance with specifications. Engineered to order and short enough lead time to meet project deadlines. Customer-supplier long-term collaboration segment. Mutual gain by providing consistent quality, pricing, delivery timing, and supply. Dedicated capacity enabled by information sharing. Shared insights. Cooperative strategy, tactics, for example, shared cost savings, and operations, for example, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Customers needing innovative or emergency capacity. New types of capacity developed rapidly. Innovative solutions to problems proposed and designed. The customer's customer should also be considered. Here are some generic areas for value propositions. Attractive product, quality, features, technology, durability, and service surround. Lead time, flexibility, reliability, at a price the customer segment finds valuable. Customer segment's ease of doing business in areas of ordering, order inquiries, / tracking payments, delivery quoting accuracy, order confirmation, after-sales service, returns, or freight claims, transparency of omnichannel, warranties and guarantees, packaging, sustainability, end-of-life returns, supplier ethics, societal value. When crafting value propositions, it is important that they should be measurable so you can determine if you are meeting goals. Note that there is a difference between customer expectations and customer perceptions. Expectations can be found by interviewing or surveying customers. The ability to meet these expectations can be measured. Customer perceptions are more subjective and hard to quantify. Tools such as quality function deployment, QFD, can be used to help make customer wants and needs into requirements by producing a house of quality. A key input to QFD is the voice of the customer, VOC. These tools are discussed elsewhere. The concept of a value proposition can be extended to other parties and to tools. Value propositions for suppliers. Suppliers are often the focus of cost-cutting initiatives. Taking time to understand supplier expectations and their operating models can help make any savings be less fleeting. Start by segmenting suppliers based on their capabilities in engagement, assistance, for example, available capacity, collaboration, or performance. The value proposition can be to commit to judging each supplier on the core competencies you selected them for rather than, say, evaluating an innovative supplier based on low cost. For example, an e-commerce organization's value proposition to the vendors on its site could be to provide an ever-growing number of customers to its own site, which increases the likelihood of a vendor making a sale. if its economies of scale and supply chain excellence lead to lower costs that are passed on to consumers, this will increase customer satisfaction and lead to sales growth. As more vendors join, this results in greater selection for the e-commerce site, reinforcing customer satisfaction. As your supplier's customer, you may also provide value to them in terms of information sharing and ease of doing business. For example, the organization could offer electronic data interchange, EDI, and advanced shipping notices, ASNs, to suppliers with barcoded labels and RFID, radio frequency identification tags. The value is that their goods will be received without delay or errors, and they receive their payment on time. Value propositions for service providers or other intermediaries. Service providers and other intermediaries will have a value proposition for working with you, and much like suppliers, it is important to judge them and provide performance incentives to them based on what you value in them. A third or fourth party logistics provider, 3PL or 4PL, for example, will only innovate on your behalf or provide insights into your business if you reward this behavior. A commitment can also be made to internal intermediaries, for example, being committed to collaborating on working capital improvements with finance. Value propositions for enabling methodologies and tools. The enabling methodologies and tools used in the transformation should have their own value propositions that answer the question, why should we use these methods or tools? The lean value proposition includes eliminating waste in all its forms, including making only what is actually being demanded. The value proposition of SCORE-DS is that it can help transform a supply chain from a linear supply chain into an orchestrated supply chain. This includes raising the maturity level to the orchestrated supply chain level. SCORE-DS also helps create end-to-end visibility and helps people see that the supply chain is more of a network of never-ending processes. See Exhibit 1-29. Its social and environmental performance metrics can also help transform linear supply chains into circular supply chains in terms of sustainability, waste avoidance, and good employee and community relations. Exhibit 1-29. SCORE-DS helps transform linear supply chains into orchestrated supply chains.